I'm Mary Angish with VPR News. The Vermont Health Department reported 24 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. New cases found in 10 of the state's 14 counties. Currently, two people in Vermont are in the hospital with a disease, two under investigation in the hospital. And the latest information and numbers will be available later this morning. More than half of the 48 active COVID-19 cases in Clinton County, New York, are associated with SUNY Plattsburgh students. College officials there say regular interactions both on and off campus are the source of the school's cases and not any large parties or social gatherings. My Champlain Valley reports a small COVID cluster at Clinton Correctional is now under control, and that spike in cases has put Clinton County on Vermont's travel restriction list. The state is set to disburse another round of hazard pay grants to workers in the front lines of Vermont's response to COVID-19. Commissioner of Financial Regulation Michael Pichak says the latest hazard pay program includes workers from sectors that were not previously eligible for grants.
This includes expanded things like grocery stores, pharmacies, essential child care services, funeral homes, and a number of other categories.
The new grant program includes $22.5 million for 26 different kinds of jobs. Businesses will have to apply for those grants on behalf of their employees, and those applications are open October 28th and will be distributed on a first-come, first-served basis. Bennington has a new downtown attraction. A long-awaited splash pad opened last Thursday after a ribbon-cutting ceremony honoring the local businesses and individuals that helped develop that new project. The Bennington Banner reports the new splash pad, located in Merchants Park, is part of the Grow Bennington initiative launched by area businesses and individuals to improve the downtown there. Town officials plan to keep the water running this fall as long as weather permits.